You want to turn your mic on there?
I think so.
It's
okay.
There.
It's working.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I did. His daughter B. I said Patricia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I need to translate myself. Or is it is English?
Patricia, would it help if he translated to
Spanish? Oh, no, I understand.
Great. Great. if you don't understand me, can explain. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So, have at it just in English. And
oh yeah. Thank you so much. 40 minutes around, brother.
Excuse me.
40 minutes.
You just stay. Feel free.
Okay. Thank you so much for. I'm so glad to be here. It's what a surprise for me to be here. This month has been really a blessing. And if you stand with me, I would like to pray for coming this service in Lord's hands. Our dear Heavenly Father, we bow our heart to you, Lord, and commit this service to you. Because one thing that we know for sure, can we do nothing that has eternal value without you, Lord. So we commit our heart, our mouth, everything that we are into your hand. My desire tonight is that every word or if word that I can get out of my mouth could be a blessing for somebody, Lord. Because I know for sure in the only side of my heart, and when I meet you face to face, I don't want to be ashamed of myself, Lord. I have a mouth that you can use, Father. Please help me get out of the way and bless the people, Father. We commit the service into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I will, if you turn, stand with me and read the Bible, yeah, and then we can sit, and I will stand. If we go to the Psalm 62, we're going to read from 1-8. If you're there, you can say amen.
Amen.
Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. For how long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be enslaved, all of you, as a boding wall shall ye be, and as a torrent fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delighted in lies. They bless with their mouths, but their curse inwardly, Selah. My soul waiteth upon, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him.
Amen.
He only is my rock and my salvation. Yeah. He is my defense. I shall not be moved.
Amen.
God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Truly in him at all time, trust in him at all time, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. You may be seated. I want to talk a little bit like if we are and you know, in the kitchen table, sharing a coffee or something like this, in that way. Yeah, thank you. A little bit of my testimony. And all of us, we had the same beginning in our testimony. And our testimony is like no hope at all. And I love math. And we have the equation always have need to a specific specific component to be resolved, and we have no we don't have any hope at all when we came, you know. So I wrote this verse because I remember when I was in university, we have to make a project. So the few first pages, we have freedom to write down everything that we like, song and testimony, share things with our family, you know. And yeah, and I wrote down these songs, and but I didn't fully understand why the verse 3 and 4 was there, because it seems like it's nothing fixed in the psalm, you know. So because in the first two verses is the soul, here is David expressing his soul from his soul to the Lord, yeah. And then the verse 3 is like something is changing radically. Yeah. So in those years I was very confused in my mind, because in church I heard always that many phrases that didn't get it at all. Like we have the fear, you have to repent. I say, okay, how? And the other is, you have to defeat the devil with the word. You know, how I do that? Yeah. Right. I haven't born again yet. How could I defeat the devil with the word? You must be born again. I would love to be born again, but how could I do that? So all of those phrases that I heard, and I was very confused. And the other word always, you have to be honest. I would love to do that. And you have to be humble. But for order to be humble, you have to be honest. But you've heard like phrases that you must fulfill. You must to do this, 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 all the rules. But seems like nobody said how, you know, and it was very difficult. Maybe many people going through those stuff, question after question. But for answer those questions has to be a revelation, exactly a revelation. You can't make somebody, most of all young people, to understand how to fulfill this word without being born again. So that's happened to me. I tell my story, because it was very difficult being there and have many expectations. The people had many expectations, and the people, they didn't explain how to do it, how to fulfill it. So it was very difficult times. But what I want to tell you, explaining all of this, is that there is a word here in verse 4 in Psalms, the end of the verse, that is sila. And sila means stop and listen. I always love that word, but I didn't get what it means. So now I know it, but I didn't get it in those years. And if somebody has explained me how to do that, it would be very, very easy, more easy for me. Sometimes I say a phrase that I would love to be trained before I came to this earth to understand how to avoid pain, how to avoid scar, and so on. Here, I love this song because the soul doesn't know any language, but it's crying all the time. That's happened to me. But I didn't understand what he was saying. But my human spirit only get in the way, trying to say, to give to my soul what he needs, what it needs in my soul. But it's like if my soul is the red pants and my human spirit the black, they came together. But my soul doesn't want my human spirit. The lover of my soul is the Lord. It's the revealed word of the hour. But how could I get away from this that come from me all the time? So it was many years of trouble and trying to understand how that works. And nobody, I have very good parents, lovely parents. What I mean is that when you grew up in a place where it's so restricted, it's bring a lot of hurt. And the only thing that I knew in those years that this is truth and didn't get it. So how could I cross the barrier of that, my human spirit? In fact, also many things that I brought in my human spirit was inherited from my grandpa, you know, many things. And I knew it. Few things my brother took it, and many I took it. There are many ingredients that I didn't want it at all. So, but my soul always was crying, and was crying for him. But how? My soul get away from my human spirit. So here in the psalm, and the soul of David is, truly my soul waits upon God. From him coming my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not greatly move. But then, verse 3 is, how long will ye imagine mischief against men? What is saying the soul of David? It's like my soul, or soul David, is speaking. How long you stand again between me and the lover of my soul? That was the problem all the time for me. But I remember that many things were going on, and I start, one thing for sure was this is true, and here I can find peace, but I didn't get it in those years. So I was desperately needed a born again experience. So the only thing that I knew was that I didn't love God correctly. So I started praying in that direction. And the born again experience comes from the reviewer himself being personal. So and it's happened. From that day, I didn't get away from my smiling face. From depression to a smiling face all the time. Was wonderful. And I really, most of all the young people, how and where I come from, how I would like to help them, really. But God knows, God knows by experiences, if this scar helps somebody, I would be very glad, for sure. And I was coming, seeing the salt of Solomon, that beautiful, it is what is said here. Song of Solomon, five, 10. It's a beautiful how he's expressing here. If I took my, I'm gonna tell you a story that I was talking with the young people in San Jose. In fact, I'm here because somebody invited me. They invited me in San Jose, California. And the first time that I came out of the country that is not for business. So I was very careful this time. The other time I wasn't because it was just business. I had to do something. It's work. That's it. But this time I was very careful. When the brother invited me, I said, okay, I want to go, but if three things happen, and before the end of April, I will. So, and it's happened when even was the middle of the April. Nissan was very fast. Everything happens very fast. So I was surprised. And the brother invited me. I said, would you like to do this? Maybe you didn't ask me. You said, would you like to take the service? I was very speechless. Okay, so a brother there asked me if I can say something for the young people. And the young people love drama or, you know, love story and so on. And in fact, what I see here in Song of Solomon, in 5:10, is what and where my soul start asking for the truth and asking for who is him that I want want to embrace my soul, that my soul longing for, and my beloved is white and ruby and shifted among the thousand. His head is the most fine gold. His locks are bushy. If I don't express it in English correctly, you know what it is. And black and riven. His eyes are eyes of dove. By the rivers of water, watched with milk and filthily set. So this is all the love story from the soul to the lover of the Lord Jesus. It's not just simply the love story of Solomon. It's my stories here. The love story of my soul. And in chapter 2, verse 8, is when he came to me. The voice of my beloved, behold, he comes, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hill. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair ones, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. I love that. I love that. Because it's every day is smiling, really. And when I see people that really need to know him, I really, it's like a burden, you know. Because the more important thing in a church is to have people being born again. It's a must. It's serious. It's very serious. We can have a gathering. We can have church. We can have songs. We can have friends. We can have all. But if we don't have born again experience, it seems like we are waiting our time. It's the only thing. So this brings these two things, smiling and burden all the time. Because there are many people everywhere needed. So I want to read the Jeremiah 17:1. Sorry, 17:9. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" That's exactly right. This one can offer almost everything. The spirit in our being is very deceitful and can say a lot of truth altogether. But the good thing now is the soul will not stop until he met the lover of his soul. But I said, I was talking with Brother Chad Monday, and I said to him, I really love my scar. I love it. It's a treasure to me because it cost me the union that I always was looking for, all the suffering. But now, I really love that. And I'm going to turn back for nothing. So, but the heart, the mindset of the human being are really deceitful. And can offer many things. It seems like they can say many truths, but get in the way all the time. So, for sure, there's a lot of questions and that almost everybody has. In fact, I'm thinking of the young people. The young people always has questions and even my little ones. I have a niece that asks me very wonderful questions all the time. And one day she asked me, said, when the time began? I said, wow, if you explain that, you explain you explain all the what God has in his mind from when he was alone, just him for him in himself. It's then going down to the Logos, to everything. So that it was a wonderful question. So I enjoy to talk with her and with my the family, the young ones, and also with my parents and so on. So I don't know what to say. Many things that I could say, but I love what this what it said, stop and listen. We need more than that, more to stop and listen. Amen. Yeah, and this day that we are living in is very difficult. Attacks, stop, and really listen. If somebody really want to be serious with God, has to do that. If I ask, who wants the Holy Spirit, everybody will raise their hands, because we were taught to raise our hands. But if I ask, why do you want the Holy Spirit? That is the real question. If you write there, if you respond correctly, I believe you. Otherwise, it's just an answer. And for me, it was when I get tired of myself. That is when I really want the Holy Ghost to get in. Mm-hmm. All the other times that I raise my hand when somebody asks, do you want the Holy Ghost? That was because it was a religion answer. So if we dig deeper, we can find the root of lie that is in our soul. Yeah. If we really take it out and bring the people to the revealed world, to they can realize what really is important this day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Be born again. That is the message. Be born again. And from there, we start like babies, start knowing what it is. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe 30 minutes.
I have some questions.
Okay. Okay.
You mentioned growing up. You had a lot of questions. You had things, but you didn't know how. Be born again.
How? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You never told us what happened in your life. Were all of these things that you were longing to know, mm-hmm. and longing to find out for yourself in reality? Tell us how that came, those questions got to be answered from the Lord to your heart. What happened? I mean, look at young people, mm-hmm. all over. They have those same questions.
Yeah.
They do. They're in the same place that you are.
Mm-hmm.
So give them some hope.
How to?
What happened in you? I heard you say, I got sick of myself.
Yeah.
And that's when...
Yeah.
Is that a key?
Yeah. But how I get your question.
Okay, so yeah. Then something happened in your life where you were born again.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you to that place? And what happened inside of you where all of the questions that you had, I hear these things, but I don't know the how, and I don't know how to get there. Help the people.
Okay.
Would you?
Yeah, okay. I would try. Well, I really get serious in my prayer. when I get sick of myself and really get serious, I'm praying the Lord that help me to love you. And I'm not afraid to say that in my home church, I didn't get the spirit truth because I was trying and trying and trying. I didn't get there. But the Lord helped me and to get, it's like, I remember telling something to a brother one day. I tried to explain how that worked. It's saying to a brother about that born again experience. And I said, imagine, brother, if, well, Brother Peter have an accident in the hand. It's the same sample that I trying to say. Imagine if I have an accident in my hand, and this part from here to here is dead, but I can move my head. My arm is dead, but I can move my arm, my hands. It could happen that? I said, no, exactly, it can. Why? Because the life come from here, is connected, has to be connected. So if I was one of the finger, it doesn't was born again yet, because we are a body, we are talking about spiritual stuff. If need to be born again, it has to be from some sort getting down to the arm, to the hands. So it must come forth through a mouth that has life in it and express for me to get it and quicken my life inside. So it must to be by the spirit of truth that came out. And I, my soul, get it and bring it out. That is the way that we must be born again. Because we are a spirit. We get the born again spirit by the spirit of truth of this hour. The Bible says so. When the spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to all truth, right? And set you free. And that is my state before. I wasn't free. And what I needed was set me free. So if somebody is not born again, needs to first be honest. I have something here that when somebody said, just have faith. Okay, how? Where I get it? Where I go to get it? So now I understand that faith is based of forgiveness. Uh-huh. Forgive yourself. Right? So how you forgive yourself? When you see what God said about you, and you get out of the way and accept what he says about you, and you forgive yourself about the past. So we used to get attention to this guy. He's lying to us all the time. This one, the black one. Where is it? This black one. This one. He lied us, our human spirit lying us all the time. But God said other things about us. It's a lot of way different. But if we just listen and stop and listen. So my born again experience comes by the revealed word of the hour. Pay attention. Be serious, and you can really say a love story about your soul and the lover of your soul, and start, everything is settled. But you still, this doesn't give up at all. You're still fighting with that guy all the time, until the body changed. So it's more funny. You're still fighting all the time. But what I mean is, by the revealed word, you can be born again. And then you start know what he said about you and what he wants about you. Yeah.
It's the whole thing of it, starting to believe what he said.
Yeah.
What you think about yourself.
Exactly. Because we have plans. I remember that I have been getting engineer and so on. I have plans. And I knew that God loved me. And I love myself. So we have a good team. But that didn't work that way. So it was very painful to understand that doesn't work. But I'm very glad. I'm so glad that didn't work. Because I will destroy myself many times. I get at the point when I was just him and me, and he blocked all other path, you know. It was just him and me. So it was wonderful. And it is. Every day is sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So yeah, it's a journey. So that's it, brother.
Tell them a little about where you live, what you do.
Yeah.
Where you're from, family.
Okay, of course, I can say a little bit more about where I live. I live in Talca, that is the middle of the country in Chile. I have a big family, beautiful family, wonderful parents. I love them and my siblings. And in business, you know, that is why I travel quite a while. And yeah, your brother. That's the more important thing. My business, I run my family business and my own business. And I used to import parts from the building, rebuild engine cars and equipment and machinery and things like that. That's what I do. Yeah, it's unexpected for me because I thought that I would be in, you know, in some office, make a project, something like that. I didn't expect to be in this, going almost everywhere for business. Oh, yeah, I was saying, sharing with Brother Don that just before to get to in the airport in Santiago, Chile, I have rented a car in Lima to go to the church where Brother Chad is at. And just turning the corner to get in the airport, the police stopped me. And because it's the new law in Chile that we have to get it the vehicle plate in the windows. And just the night before we came to Santiago, we changed car. We were planned to come in the pickup truck, and we changed to the other car. And that car doesn't have those vehicle plate in the windows. So the police officer took my drive license. So my mom said was sad for me because I was renting a car. She didn't know what I would do. So I said, "Don't worry, everything is good. So let's see what is going on. If God allowed this, maybe something is happening." So just in the app in Uber, I booked an Uber to pick me in Columbus and drive me to Ohio. And the man was very nice man. We were talking all the time, all the way through. And he seems like he knew the message without knowing the prophet. So he picked me on Tuesday morning back to the airport, and we were talking again. And finally, I asked him if he knows the prophet, and he said, "No, I don't." So would you like to know about the prophet? He said, "Oh, of course." And maybe something's going on. I mean that we have a purpose. Everything that happened to us is for us to how we respond about things that happen at the time. So the right mental attitude, that is very important, the mental attitude. Yeah. Okay, let's pray. And this, yeah, let's pray. Yeah. Our dear Lord, we thank you for this moment, for standing before the people. Thank you for the things that you have done. Everything, Father, we thank you. And how could I say just thank you, Lord, for who you are and for your mind towards us, Lord. Help us to get where your thoughts are about us, Lord, because it doesn't matter what we think, what somebody else thinks about us. It's your thoughts are eternal, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, and we thank you again. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.
Just stay here for just a second, would you?
Yeah.
Okay, one more thing. For the young people again. Mm-hmm. The years of growing up, for some people, young people, you might have friends like that that just flit through life and on a lark and a song, and everything's whistling through and no problems. And other people are weighed down heavily by things they don't even know why or don't understand, but they don't take life or things of life easy, and things don't come easy for them. And you were expressing, how many years did you go through that? Questioning.
Maybe 20 years.
See,
that's a long
time.
That's
what I wanted you to know. It wasn't 10 minutes.
No.
You know, how long did you say it again?
20.
That's a long time. But finally, there's a turning point. And because you have a seed gene in your soul, it's coming. So, would you, looking back on those 20 years, they were pretty painful, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
That's where he got his scars that he
loved so much.
But you didn't love getting them.
Oh.
Did you love getting the scars?
Oh, it's painful. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only thing that I can say.
So 20 years of getting scars, and getting the scars is no fun.
Not at all.
Okay. Looking back, you could say,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely.
So young people, when you're going through so many things in your life, and these are hard years, and I know that because we've all been there. And we've had a lot of painful years, every one of us. But that seed gene inside of you will blossom.
Mm-hmm.
Someday, you will go back, and you will have a testimony like Marcos, and have a confession like that. Lord, you did everything perfectly. Things that I couldn't understand, didn't understand, things that were too painful for me to understand. But I say thank you now.
Yeah.
So I know he would like to have more time with you kids personally. I think if you have a chance to talk to him, maybe at the potluck or Sunday afternoon at the Smith's home. But his heart is to help all young people, and he has the heart for it and the experience, and I think he's got the kind of right words that can help them. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's yeah, that's what I said too. Let's sing "They That Wait Upon the Lord," because that's his waiting for. We all know that. Come on, you guys. What's any worse in this life than waiting? You go to the driver's license bureau and you're number 186 and they're on 23, right? Yeah. Or you go anywhere and there's a long line. Do you like waiting? Who loves waiting? You grit your teeth and bear it, right? But there's a promise. Let's stand up and sing.
7 in the morning to bring Ariel back, his daughter, for the summer. Well, he didn't realize that he needed the real ID. And he just panicked the other day. And so he went, he got the paperwork done for the real ID. It has a barcode, but that isn't good enough until he has the card itself, apparently. So now they said maybe your green card will do it, and he's flying tomorrow, isn't he? Let's just pray for him, because, you know, the Lord encourages our Heavenly Father. We lift up Avshi. Increase his faith. And I just pray, Father, above all natural things, go before him. Him in these things, we commit it into your hands in the precious name of our